Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Latent Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And in today's episode, I'll be talking about a relatively overlooked phenomenon. It's very important to content, but it's known as empty state pages. And empty state pages are essentially what a website looks like before your users or your audience fills in the web page with content. So, easy example of what an empty state page is what does Facebook look like before you enter all your information into it? What's an empty profile look like? Same thing with Twitter and a Twitter bio. Same thing with Instagram. But also there's a lot of other empty state pages. Box or Dropbox, those kinds of things. Empty state pages, Mendeley programs, even to a certain extent, Excel. What do these things look like? And how are they empty? And then how do you fill them in? So, before I continue any further, I want to state the importance of them. Basically, they're oriented towards how users will employ your designs and your content. They're extraordinarily important because they help guide users to do what you want with your content and with your programming. And also, they're important because they're relatively persuasive. You persuade people with your design, and they're rhetorically savvy, so you get people to do, and you inform people with what your program is supposed to be about by using empty state pages and designing them very savvily. That was kind of an adverb there. I don't know where I went with that, but it's okay. So that's today's episode, empty state pages. An empty state page is essentially when the user sees there's no data to display on the screen. Typically, it's for three reasons. The user has signed up. The user has cleared the data themselves. So, for instance, I always tell my students, it's basically, what does your Facebook page look like if you delete all your pictures and all your information off of it? And then finally, if there's been an error. This only happens if you've actually have a good program and design something to come up if there happens to be an error. So just a quick recap, when do users and your audience encounter empty state pages? When they've signed up, when they've cleared the data themselves, and there's been an error. Thinking about and designing your empty state page is crucially important to every content creator, every content producer, because it provides your users, your audience, with instructions. And so if you want to think about empty state pages, is that they are the outgrowth of instructions through design. So rather than giving someone a list of ways 1 through 10 of how to use your app or how to use your website, you might provide instructions through experiential features, design buttons, interactive buttons, programming things through JavaScript. So the conceptual paradigm here is that you're providing instructions rather than through text, or excuse me, you're providing instructions not through text, but through interactive experiences and that are provided by your design. Empty state pages are particularly useful here because they tell you what the screen is for, why you're seeing it, and how you can fill it in. So basically, they're the what, the why, and the how. And it's important to think that about design here and aesthetics. And this is actually why empty state pages are crucial to website design, content creation, as well as data visualizations, because they're really designing a good empty state page, as well as thinking about how users are going to use your website, are important conceptual frameworks towards creating good content. So essentially, I'm using empty state pages as a symbol for helping your users and your audience to navigate through your website. That's sort of my symbolic use and takeaway here. It's important to think here about why empty state pages are important and what they can do for you. So there's a couple things. One, empty state pages, when well designed and aesthetically pleasing, they bring a lot of personality to your content, especially if you're designing an app, user design. Number two, they also have a very good ability to build a brand. So if you create a logo and every step of the way the logo is in the empty state page, you basically have the opportunity to advertise your content again and again.
And third, you can build in good emotions. You can build in different types of aesthetics that give your users some sort of emotional experience. So those are the three main aspects of what empty state pages can do for you. Number one, they can bring personality. Number two, they can be about branding. And three, they can bring emotion.
The final part of this shorter episode is about the significance of empty state pages in 2017. So, or 2018, depending on when you're listening to this. Empty state pages have become very important because we now deal with templated web pages like Facebook, Twitter, but also any apps that you use on your phone. All of these things are user experience oriented. And so if you don't have a good empty state page, people aren't going to be able to access your content and people will leave your app. They'll leave your website. And apps are very important because now I believe that over 60%, over 51% of all web traffic is now through mobile devices, and that's from 2015. So I imagine that now that it's 2017, it's probably closer to 60 or even 70%. I do a lot of my website surfing on my mobile device now that I have a good phone. And so it's important because to think about mobile ideas. And that's sort of where I'll end with my sort of grand takeaway about the significance of empty state pages for just beyond content production. Basically, empty state pages force you to think about how your users access your content, whether your users and audience are mobile users, whether they're on a laptop, whether they're on a desktop, or possibly even whether they're accessing some of your content through VR. Are they putting your content on a podcast? Are they accessing your content through YouTube? Right? You have to think about all of these things, and you have to account for the empty state page in your content. So even if you aren't an empty state page designer, it's still important to you because if you're a writer, if you're a video producer, or if you're a podcaster, however you produce your content, whatever channel you're using, whatever platform you're using, you have to think about how users and your audience are going to navigate through it. So you have to always critique the empty state page. And so that's ultimately what it's all about. Empty state pages are about helping your users and audience to navigate your content. All right? So once again, I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. This has been Latent Branding. And if you would like to contact me, my email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is @MereSophistry. My Twitter handle is @MereSophistry. Once again, thanks for listening.